Often we get our credit card statements in February and find out we have really a big problem that is accumulating interest and charges faster than our income can repay the debt. But there are a plethora of credit card products now available, some with even zero interest rates. But are there hidden traps with some of these deals? You bet there are. And Roderick Chambers found out from Canstar editor Chief Justine Davies what the traps are for the unwary.
Yeah, look, this is absolutely the best time of year for people to start thinking about their credit card before they start all that panic buying for Christmas, because we can tend to run up quite a bit of debt over the Christmas period. I think the National Retail Association is estimating we're going to spend $1 billion per day between now and Christmas. A few traps that people fall into, I think, at this time of year is that panic buying. You know, we sort of have our plan and we start our shopping, and then it gets a bit closer to Christmas and we suddenly think, oh my gosh, I haven't bought for this person and that person, and we can end up spending quite a lot more money than we intended to. And when we're putting it on a little piece of plastic, it's much, much easier to overspend than if we're actually pulling cash out of our wallet. And another trap is if you actually already owe money, you know, if you have an ongoing debt on your credit card, which a lot of us do, then you're paying interest from day one. And the average interest rate on credit cards at the moment is 17%. So it doesn't take very long for your Christmas purchases to start costing you, you know, quite a lot of extra money.
And of course, how you use your credit card kind of determines the sort of credit card you should be looking at. And, you know, various ones have credit-free periods and other ones have higher interest rates that, or lower interest rates, which start accumulating immediately, different payback periods. Maybe they should be thinking, let's see if I can get a better deal before I start spending.
Yeah, look, Rod, that's absolutely correct. I mean, I think one mistake that some people make is thinking, oh, I've got a credit card that, you know, has 40 days interest free, but they don't take into account that if you have an ongoing debt on that card, then you pay interest from day one. You're not getting those, you know, interest free days. And those cards quite often tend to have a higher interest rate than otherwise, whereas some cards, as you said, they have no interest free period, but their interest rate might only be, and I say only, might only be, you know, 9 or 10% as opposed to that 17 or up to 24% that other cards charge. Some people also fall into the trap of choosing a rewards credit card, you know, where you accumulate frequent flyer points or velocity points or merchandise, all that sort of thing. They can be fantastic cards, but again, probably not if you have an ongoing debt, because the interest rate on those cards tends to be higher than average, which means that you're actually really paying for those frequent flyer points. You're probably paying more for those frequent flyer points than you're actually getting by spending money on the card.
And if you overextend yourself over Christmas, what should you think about doing then?
Yeah, look, if you do overextend yourself and you've spent more than you intended to, and you've got a debt on your credit card or, you know, personal loan or wherever that you can't sort of pay off in a hurry, then potentially look at some options such as, you know, a personal loan with a low ongoing interest rate that makes you actually pay it off rather than, you know, a credit card where you can just recycle it conveniently each month. Or there are a lot of balance transfer deals around at the moment to 0%. So, you know, that's a lot of credit cards will offer, you know, pay 0% for the first 12 months when you transfer your debt to this brand new card. And at the moment, it's quite interesting, you know, even just 3 years ago, there was only one card on Canstar's database that offered 0% for 12 months or more. Currently, there's 77. So that is a really, really highly popular and highly competitive area at the moment.
Why has that happened, the change, do you think?
Oh, look, I think banks have just realised that they're quite popular. People do. You know, at the moment we owe around $51 billion on credit cards, and we're paying interest on $32 billion of that. So, you know, we're paying at an average interest rate of 17%, paying more than $14 million a day in interest. So I think banks have realised that and realised that it's a really good way to attract new customers. If you can attract a brand new customer with a 0% credit card deal, then hopefully once they're a customer of yours, you'll be able to sell them a home loan, you'll be able to sell them a car loan and all those other more, you know, quite profitable products that banks have.
But you've also got to be a bit careful too, haven't you? I mean, I noticed one that was advertised that said, yeah, 0%, but then it had in small print the normal interest rate's 22% and ongoing purchases would be charged at 22%.
Oh, yeah, look, absolutely. There are a few traps of balance transfer. So if you're going to use one, a few points to be aware of are that 0% will only apply to the debt you transfer over. As you said, if you start making purchases on that card, you could be charged, you know, 22 up to 24%. So only use it for that balance transfer and pay that balance transfer down. And also, The other thing is, if you do transfer your debt to a new credit card, you probably should cancel your old one, because otherwise you run the risk of, you know, having transferred all your debt, suddenly your other card has zero balance and you can run it up all over again.
But you should probably think of that transfer debt card as more like a personal loan for a year, which you have to pay down within the year. And if you think
absolutely.
About it that way, then you're going to get it paid off, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a perfect way to think about it. So if you think about it as completely separate and distinct from all your other finances, you know you've got to pay X amount per fortnight, and you know over a 12-month period that card will be paid off. If you think about it that way, then you know it can be a really good product to use.
And are there any little fee surprises that you might necessarily expect that a lot of people think, oh, I didn't think I'd get that charge?
Yeah, look, I guess a couple of fees to watch out for with the balance transfer. The annual fee, you should always check what your annual fee is on a credit card, because it can be quite, you know, there are some cards, a few cards that charge up to $700 annual fee, but they're more the, you know, platinum coated in gold sort of things. But a lot of credit cards will charge $150 a year. And also what a few cards have, not many, but a few, have a transfer fee. So if you transfer over your debt, they may not charge you interest, but they might charge you, say, 3% cost to transfer it across. And look, there's nothing wrong with using good old-fashioned cash either when it comes to Christmas, so don't go crazy. It's one day of the year, it's a great day of the year, but try not to leave yourself in too much debt come January, February.
Justine Davies, Chief Editor of Canstar there, ending that report by Roderick Chambers.